Are you tired of living life according to someone else's standards and not getting the fulfillment that you desire in life? We see most people find their confidence based on what other people say about them or in what others are doing. You see, in this podcast, I want to help you find your inner voice, along with building your own self-confidence, ultimately upgrading who you are. The process of upgrading who you are starts right now. Hey, hey, Upgrade community. Stand by for a quick message from my sponsor for today's episode. What are your standards? And I'm not sure people think about this, but because of the environment that we're in, I mean, it's super tough to think about anything personal about ourselves with this environment because it's so much of what other people are saying and doing. Social media, TV, reality shows. I mean, there's so much about what other people are doing. It's simply hard to think about, you know, you. It's simply hard to think about what are my standards? What do I want? Because it's always masked with others' stuff, other people's things. And so it's tough. I mean, but in this video, what I'm trying to do is what I'm hoping to get you to do is think about some personal standards that you would set for yourself. And I said it right, is that you would set them. You know, a lot of times standards are set in our lives from what other people are doing. So we look at, and here's a perfect illustration is that I talked to a guy a couple weeks ago and he's a business owner. And look, he looks at himself as a struggling business owner, but he hasn't worked in 2 years. And I looked at him and said, dude, you freaking haven't worked and had a W-2 job in 2 years and you're thinking you're not a success? I said, there's so many people that I coach right now that is afraid to take that step because of what you're going through. But that's what it takes as an entrepreneur to progress and to become successful and to head down the proper path. And so I was able to share a little bit of my story with him about my struggles and about my current my circumstances back then whenever I first got started and some of the tough times I went through and we went through as a family. And he looked at me and was like, wow, I never knew that. I never thought that you had to go through those times. But because he looked at me on social media, because he looked at other people in business on social media that perceive to be successful, that perceive to look like they have it all together, his standards, well, he set standards for himself that was from somebody else. And because I was able to share with him the inside track of what it takes to be an entrepreneur and some of the pathways that are different, but, you know, for me and different paths for other entrepreneurs. But when I shared mine with him and he looked at his, he was like, wow, I really am doing good. And you can tell in his whole countenance, like his whole mentality changed and shifted right then and there. But because he was setting his standard according to what other people were doing and what he saw on social media, he then applied that to his life. And it looked like, it made him feel like he was unsuccessful. But I can't help but think, how many of you are setting the similar standards or using that same equation to set standards in your life, to allow what other people are doing to now dictate what you're doing in your life. And not only that, now it sets the bar of what you can achieve and what you can't achieve. Now it shifts your thought life, it shifts your thinking, it shifts your belief about who you are and what is possible. All because you're looking at, you're setting the bar, the standard in your life according to what you've seen or what you've heard from somebody else. You see how dangerous that is? And so then, now after all of that, now you're afraid to make a step for yourself. Now you're afraid to say, you know what? I'm going to choose to go this way, all because you're looking at somebody else's lifestyle. You're looking at somebody else's perceived success. You don't know what that person is going through. You don't know what they're dealing with. You don't know whether they have a second or third job that they're working, but they're not showing that on social media. You don't know that. You don't know if they're living paycheck to paycheck and utilities are out. But you look at the cars that they drive. You look at how they're talking, the seminars they put on and all this stuff, but you don't know what's going on behind the scenes. And you'll allow that to set the standard in your life. Look, that motivation is temporal. That motivation is not, it's not long lasting. It's encouraging, but guess what? It's temporal. It's temporary. It doesn't last long. And then you find yourself stuck and running in circles, trying to live up to somebody else's dreams or standards, and you never get there. You get frustrated and you say, you know what? Maybe this is not the right industry. Maybe I need to open up another business. Maybe I need to do this. Then you start compounding bad decisions, all because you simply allowed somebody else to, you set standards according to somebody else's lifestyle or perceived what you've seen on social media. You see how dangerous that is? And it doesn't take you long to veer off the path of where God's called you to be on. Because you look at other people's standards, you set standards according to what you see on social media. You question the very path that you're on and you jump off of it. You see, a lot of times we say, what's my purpose? What's this? And what you're really saying is, how do I get some progression in my life that's similar to what I see on social media or what I've heard from a good friend or what I heard from a good mentor? So you're trying to get there as quickly as you can, but you don't realize that you got to focus on yourself. This thing is about you. When you wake up in the morning and you brushing your teeth in the morning and you looking and staring yourself in the face, what do you see? What are you thinking? What do you believe about that person that you're staring at? What do you believe is possible for that person that you're staring at in the mirror? You see, that's what's important, is what you think about yourself is what's important. What God says about who you are is important. Everything else doesn't matter. What you see on social media, what you see on TV, what you hear from your friends, what you hear what's possible and not possible, none of that matters. What matters is what, number one, God says about you. Number two is what you think about you. That's what matters. If you can't encourage yourself, bro, you're cheating. You're cheating on yourself. You're cheating. If you can't believe in you, if you can't think positive about yourself, if you can't encourage yourself, bro, you're cheating on yourself. Let's get down to the fact. Let's get down to the bottom of you cheating on yourself. Because look, what's important is that the standards that are set in your life are set by you. You have to set the standards. What are they? Think about it. What is it that you want to achieve? There's a guy that follows me on Facebook. He'll never know. I just saw that he got a new job. And I'm thinking, this dude's been following me. He's been encouraging himself. He's been doing things. I mean, he's been giving it 100% and he got him a promotion. He doesn't even know that that promotion, that the guy called me before they gave him the promotion to check him out, to check what his character's like. And I'm like, this dude is legit. He gets a job. He'll never know. All because he decided he wanted to better himself, raise a standard in what he did personally. Every single day, he raised his standards. Every single day, he gave it his all. Every single day, he didn't complain and say, you know what, oh man, poor this or poor that, or oh man, my opportunity's never gonna come. Or because he didn't listen to what everybody said around him and he stayed focused in his lane and giving it everything he had, guess what? The promotion showed up. The opportunity approached him and attracted him, was attracted to him. And that's the key, guys, is what is it? What are those standards that you place it on yourself personally? Because when I wake up in the mirror and I stare myself in the mirror, I'm placing standards on myself. What kind of attitude you gonna have today, Nate? What kind of effort are you gonna give today, Nate? Who are you gonna invest in, Nate? Who are you gonna add more value to, Nate? You see, I'm setting the standards for my life. I'm looking at myself in the mirror and I'm setting the standards. I'm not waiting till I leave outside of that room to allow something else or someone else to set standards on my life. And that's what many of you are doing, is you're allowing other people to set standards on your life. I'm telling you, set the standards for yourself. What are those standards that you want? What is it that you want in life? What are those desires? What are those dreams that you desire in life? You got to think about that. If you don't know, if you're not thinking about it, then guess what? You'll find it from somebody else. You'll go find it in what somebody else is doing. You'll go find it in what somebody else is saying. You'll listen, and what somebody else says and what's possible to them becomes your reality and becomes your truth, and that becomes your standard. But if you're not thinking about the standard for yourself, if you're not setting them for yourself, then guess what? You're cheating on yourself. You're just cheating on yourself. So I want to encourage you guys this morning. When you look at yourself in the mirror, set those standards. Set the bar for yourself. Encourage yourself. Believe in you. Have positive thoughts about yourself. And I can guarantee you, everything around you will begin to change. Confidence will begin to be restored back into your life. But it starts with you believing in who you are. It starts with you setting standards in your life. It starts with you thinking about you. It starts with you encouraging you. And guess what? Greater things are on the way. Thank you so much for listening to my podcast. If this message really inspired you, look, I would ask you to please share it or rate it. By you doing this, this really helps me reach millions of people all over the world to help them also upgrade who they are. Again, thank you for listening, and let's continue to upgrade.